Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The Bird Show.
Intern Reshma is at Mike. Look, Reshma just turned 21 years old, so I mean, you can only take this internship so far. It's a great internship, but it's not going to pay the bills.
I know. So I'm graduating this year, so I have to be in the market now looking for a job. So I've been sending emails and like with my resume and cover letters, getting responses, like going through the whole process.
Just as a side note here, I think there was an article in the AJC a couple days ago about college graduates and the state of employment and trying to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
It basically said you're screwed.
Yeah. Oh,
college graduates are so screwed right now.
This is a really supportive environment.
Take on more debt and go to grad school.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
Yeah, and I'm graduating in December, so I'm starting now to try and get a jump start. So I'm applying to thousands of internships and jobs. And I'll get some emails back from some of them requesting more information. And they'll ask for more information. They'll be like, we'd like to consider you. If you would please send us a paragraph about why you would like the internship, as well as a couple of references and a headshot. And I sat there and I was like, a headshot? Three internships have now asked me for a headshot in order to be considered for the position.
What type of position is
it?
Yeah.
Two of them are with like talent and entertainment agencies.
Well, that's why.
Okay, that makes sense.
For
that
those ones, sense. I mean, that's understandable. One of them is a event planning company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how to, they're like kind of like one of those like a new, like trying to make a market out of something, but they pretty much just do events. My confusion is one of them I had an interview with and it was a Skype interview. So they saw what I looked like, mm-hmm. had the interview and then requested more information. So that confused me. And then the other ones, I was kind of confused because, I mean, what do I send them? I'm 21 years old. The only picture I ever worry about is my Facebook picture. Like, what do I send them?
I wonder, 404-741-Q100, I wonder if this is, if you scratch the surface here, is this the way that you get around the EOE stuff? Like, you're not allowed you're not allowed to ask if you're Caucasian.
That's what my question was.
Or... yeah, so
is
I wonder.
Is it looks or is it race?
I don't know. I wonder if there's a.
Or is it both?
Somebody, mm-hmm. like, if
you know? Maybe
if you're in HR or you do hiring, I'm curious if you ask for the headshot here to get. I don't want to say get around, I get, but it could be, right?
That's what it is.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be. Because if you're going to be like an admin assistant for one of these entertainment agencies, then what difference does it make mm-hmm. what you look like?
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know?
if it's a talent and entertainment agency, they may want a look for the brand.
Yeah, but you could say that for anything, anybody at a front desk position or, I mean,
yeah, like
are they allowed
front
to...
desk, Johnny Invisible, you know, like, I know they totally...
Well, I mean, metal bars is the new thing.
Here's
hello.
This is our front desk guy.
I mean, that is that is the best first impression you could ever make is metal bars like you're in jail.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway. It's confusing because they have enough information about me. They know about me. And the only thing that kind of like spread in my head, if I was being like, you know, sought out, was that fact that my name is extremely unusual. But then again, one of the emails I got for the request, one of the entertainment ones, was an email for 30 people saying, you are one of the 30 finalists being considered. Please send us like A, B, and a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I'm like, maybe it's to compare so they can look at people and be like, okay, this person looks like this, has these qualifications. But even then, I mean, are they allowed to do that?
I don't know. I guess we're going to find out here.
That is
odd. That is weird. Mm-hmm.
Here is Amy. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey, Amy.
So as an event planner, I just wanted to share why I think they would ask for an 8x10 or a headshot. Because the person who is running the event is the person that people see at the event. Okay. And I wouldn't personally say, oh, this person is African American or white or Asian or whatever, but you want to make sure that those person is, you know, there's no weird piercings, there's no crazy hair, and not that that's bad, but it kind of would, at a wedding, may not be appropriate.
But wouldn't you determine that after you hire the person, like at what place you'll place them?
Well, not necessarily, because if they wouldn't fit at any event, a small business like an event planning company can't afford to have someone working there who would only be appropriate for certain events.
But then why would they just ask for a headshot? I mean, maybe she was covered with tattoos from the neck down like Jeff is, but you can't tell that.
That's confusing.
From just a headshot.
But you can do long sleeves. You can ask someone, you know, to wear pants, not a skirt, if they have, you know, tattoos that were showing below the knee. Or you could ask someone to wear long sleeves.
But if you look like Bombshell McGee, like they need to have, if you have a swastika on your forehead, like that may preclude you from working like a bar mitzvah, for example.
Right. Well, before that would be where the interview process took place. They say, are you willing to take your piercings out?
Right.
Are you willing to cut your hair? And are you willing to wear long sleeves? Like they would get to the point of one of the final interviews before that would take place. It sounds like now they're weeding people out that they don't think that. Whose look they don't like.
It's a time saver now. Mm-hmm. So even if you're qualified, if you don't look the part, you're not going to get the gig. They're just trying to find out if you look the part first.
But don't you also think now with Photoshop and stuff, like people enhance and change their photos? I mean, I could go on, like, I have enough education to Photoshop a picture of me and make me look a different race and gender easily.
Nobody lies on their resume.
Of course not. What am I thinking?
I wonder if they're trying to find a diverse
group. Maybe it's working in your favor.
I mean, maybe.
Here's Janet. Good morning. You're on Q100.
You think Reshma would give it away?
Good morning. I work for a pretty big place here in Atlanta, and I work in HR, and I think you guys are way off. We do that. We take pictures of people when they come in for interviews, not just so that we have their picture, but when you're interviewing thousands of people, it's easier to put a face with the application. You can remember their personality more. Like, they may just be getting a head start on getting all their files together, so when they call someone in, they already have that picture attached to the file, and they can say, oh yeah, remember this girl, well, she, you know, had a great personality and she really stood out, because after a while people just start to blend in together.
It sure does make you raise an eyebrow though first if they're asking you for the headshot before the interview. Like, I understand what you're saying about taking the snapshot when you're there so they can attach it to the application, but when it's asked beforehand, it makes you look at things a little strangely.
Yeah, and I have to say, just on an offshoot, that I'm going to start doing that just with people, because I am so bad with names that I'm just going to take. I'm going to take just from now on. No, if you meet me, I'm taking your picture, so that way I know who you are.
Yeah,
put it in your little
Polaroid.
iPad or whatever.
Yes.
Hey, Lauren. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hi.
I am working with staffing, and we have gone through a ton of EEOC training, and definitely a headshot not appropriate protocol for hiring.
Hmm.
You have to pretty much just ask the person to take out the piercings, like you guys were saying before, versus discriminating against the headshot.
Yeah, most are calling with the same thing, saying that it's to remember who you are, so they'll attach the picture to your file.
Okay, then here's my question. What do I send them? Am I supposed to go to a photographer, like, get all glammed up and take a picture? Like, what am I supposed to wear? What kind of photo is it supposed to be? Like, that's a pretty specific thing to have without requirements.
I think you should wear, like, a sailor outfit and pose in front of, like, a big, you know, a big wheel. Like, a nautical wheel.
Like
second grade.
Or like
What
about, like, on a bridge? Like with a stream and woods in the background?
Yes.
Or what about in front of a big giant foam core 09, like to represent a graduation year?
How about
picture.
One of those photo booths at like a Dave and Buster's?
I mean, that'll work. Save me some money.
Or send them four pictures and say, I can be anything you want. Four totally different people.
My diversity is
diverse.
Who do you think I am?
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino.